Добрый день. Спасибо, что вы выбрали компанию Clear Henry Air. Наш полет будет проходить на высоте 300 тысяч фит. И еще ватка. Наш полет включает борщ. Я еще хочу упомянуть Чернобыль.
Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. If you'd like a copy of our Best of the Phil Henry Show 1999 CD, Communism is Neat, you can order it online. You can get it at philhenryshow.com. That's the official website. And speaking of our website, it's okay. There'll be some interesting stuff on there soon, I'm sure. Anyway, go to the Phil Henry Show website, philhenryshow.com. Order it up there, $2380. What did I spend? Was it one of the kids' bikes? Was it a basketball I bought? Something cost me $2380. Something I didn't put in my checkbook. The CD is $2350, $3.50 shipping and handling, and $20 for the Best of the Phil Henry Show CD. And all of the proceeds go to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. Coming up on Friday night, we're going to be doing a radiothon for the CD. We'll be giving out a phone number that you can dial direct and order it on the telephone, because we find that if you don't make it out to one of our personal appearances and one of our signings and sales, and we've had two of those so far, and you don't have a computer, then you're pretty much shut out of buying our CD. We're going to try to make it a little easier for you this coming Friday night. We will have an 800 number that we'll publish, and you'll be able to call that and order the CD from us directly. That's Friday night, and we'll be doing it throughout our show on Friday night. 1-800-449-8686. I have been asked to allow for a few minutes of airtime this evening to further discuss the Y2K problem and situation. Now, we've dealt with it, I think, about as much as any radio show can deal with it. Last night, we did 2 hours on it. However, having said that, I also recognize there are other considerations, and this is being done throughout the building today. David G. Hall, who is the Vice President of Syndication for the Phil Henry Show, is on the line from his office, his home office this evening. David, how are you this evening?
I'm very good, Phil, and I want to thank you, and I want to thank your listeners for allowing me to participate this evening in bringing some information, I think, to your listeners that I don't think has been brought so far to the radio with regard to the Y2K problem.
But you know, and if I could just say this, David.
Certainly.
We did 2 hours on Y2K last night. We've done a lot on Y2K over the course of the last year. The understanding is that it's under control.
All right, let me stop you right there, Phil. We need to define who these overreacting, nervous types were, so that people can be ready to identify them and avoid them.
And now, which individuals are you talking about? Are you talking about the people who...
We're talking about the individuals who are one step from building a compound or joining a militia. We want the listeners to know who they are.
We had a guy on last night who had purchased all kinds of stuff, and he was being laughed at by his neighbors. We had people on in the past who represented different auxiliary police forces who said this problem and that problem.
No, we've illustrated the problem from a lot of different standpoints, Phil, but I don't think it's over. And I think the work that has not been done is the socially responsible work of letting our listeners know who these socially overreacting, nervous individuals were that purchased the supplies, that made the run on the bank, that took out extra cash, that did what we consider to be socially retarded things. And I say that...
Socially retarded.
You heard me right. Socially retarded acts. And we will identify them as such, that people need to keep an eye on, Phil. Understand that Y2K is solved, but the individuals who were buying up the guns and the ammo and buying up the generators and digging a hole in the ground and putting themselves there, understand that those people are blending back into society. We don't want that to happen. We want people to easily identify, yes, I said it, those socially retarded individuals who purchased all this stuff. We have bumper stickers. You saw them in the office, so...
I got one right here. It says, don't be a Y2K retard. Listen to the Phil Hendry Show.
Right. Once the public's able to identify the people, you're going to know who the real retards are after a while. It'll be a second nature. And what you do, you come face-to-face with these individuals. You may force them to move. I don't know. But it's important for people to understand who these retards are.
I think we're going to run into a problem, if I may say something.
Yeah.
I think you're going to run into a problem using the term retard so much, okay?
No, I'm not saying it in any mental... I'm saying it in a social, psychological sense. Socially and psychologically retarded.
What I have here, David, we've got the bumper sticker, don't be a Y2K retard, listen to Phil Hendry, and there's also a booklet, what you call, these are primer notes, how to identify the socially retarded Y2K overreactor.
Right. In other words, the TARD, the TARD, and that is for retard. We'll identify them. Anybody who purchased a generator for Y2K is TARD-like or socially retarded.
Is TARD-like?
Yeah. Anyone who bought more than 2 days' worth of food, TARD-like, socially retarded. Anybody who purchased more than 4 gallons of water, TARD-like. Anyone who purchased extra ammunition of any kind in the last 3 days, the last 30 days, TARD-like. Anyone who got a weapons permit in the last 30 days for Y2K, retard. And this one I'm throwing in. If you have any article of clothing that is camouflaged, you're TARD-like. Anybody who owns more than 2 flashlights or more than 6 candles, a retard. And anyone who has done anything even remotely resembling the act of stockpiling, TARD-like retardation, social retardation.
All right, and these are available where?
These are available through the mail from the Phil Hendry Show.
These are checkpoints or highlights of how to identify those individuals who, what you call, were the nervous types or socially retarded about Y2K. Let me go to call-in Charlotte. Phil Hendry Show, hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I wanted to call about the Y2K bug and this gentleman, David.
Yes, ma'am.
And what I wanted to say is I currently work at a bank, and I worked during the extended hours during the Christmas and Y2K problem. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and during the
that's a week before.
A week before in Deering. Okay.
Wherever Deering is, I don't know where that is.
During the Y2K
problem. Oh, Deering, okay.
Okay, and with that, the older people were most of the people who were withdrawing their money.
Yeah.
And with that, the people who were withdrawing their money, the reason why they were withdrawing their money and getting the supplies is
socially retarded.
No, because they remember back in the Depression when they had no money and the families went in war.
That's fine. That's great.
No.
Socially
retarded. And they went and got a money order and an official check. And you know what? When they went to the bank ran out of money.
We've got to identify who these people are.
And I told you, the older people, because they knew during the war and during the Depression.
Yeah, well, they were alive after we got federal insurance for their money. They've been alive ever since we've had
laws. But you know what? The bank ran out of money.
That was back in the 30s before we had federal insurance for banks. Now we have federal insurance. The Federal Reserve took out. Look, I don't want to go through this again. I'm telling you, these people are retards. And
you got to step with the whole.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Who did the bank get their money from?
Who did the bank get their money from?
Yes.
If they run out of the money?
Yes.
They get it from the Federal Reserve.
Wrong.
Yes.
Wrong.
Yes.
Wrong.
Yes.
Wrong.
Yes.
No, I work at the bank.
Ma'am, if they run out of money, the Federal Reserve shipped $50 billion additional dollars.
We don't get any money from the Federal Reserve.
$50 billion additional dollars to make sure that there would be money in circulation.
No.
In addition, the banks are federally insured so that there are no runs on banks like they had in the 30s. Now you've got money to back up those people who've deposited. It's called Federal Deposit Insurance. You've heard of that, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
There you go.
You know what?
I'd read up on it if I were you. I'd read up on it if I were you, okay?
Another question.
All right, I got to take a break. What is your question that we have to take a break? Go ahead.
Another question is, how much money does each teller...
What bank do you work in?
I'd rather not say.
What are you doing? Like, you work the drive-up window?
No, I do not. I am actually...
Boy, you want to, like...
I'm a
college student
going through college, and I work as a teller.
What kind of grades you get? I mean, this is stuff you ought to know.
I do know. How much money does each teller have, and how much do they have?
I don't know. I know that you guys don't run out of money. And you tell those old people who are getting retarded.
Do you
want to
know how much money each teller has?
Who cares how much you got money?
$25,000 each.
You better have enough.
No.
So when those old people come shuffling in and they want to draw all their money out, you got to have it.
You know what? That's when the logical bank tellers tell them that, you know what, if you have a safety deposit box, get the money out if you feel more comfortable and put it in your safety deposit box. Or you can get a money order. And you know what? You try to tell them.
These were the ones who were making the run on the thing, and they were getting everybody freaked out. You've got to know who they are and where they live.
The lady is saying that they're elderly people, that most of them were older.
Oh, come on. They weren't the ones buying the generators.
How old are you, sir?
Get out of here.
How old are you?
How old am I?
Yes.
31.
Okay, you're not old enough to know. During that time,
how old are you?
Can you shut up and let me talk?
How old are you?
I'm 21.
Oh,
Grandma
Moses here.
75 years old.
Grandma Moses, you got it all figured out at 21.
My grandfather is 75 years old.
All right, look, hold the line. Hold the line. Hold on. This is what I knew would happen if we started talking about this again. Phil Henry Show at 1-800. We're talking about Y2K and a list of what Mr. Hall calls indicators that your neighbor might be socially retarded. If he bought a generator for Y2K, if he bought more than 2 days' worth of food, more than 4 gallons of water, purchased extra ammunition, he's a quote, and I'm quoting here, tard or tard-like. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. David G. Hall, Vice President of Syndication, with me this hour. And we have compiled a list here on the program. I have not, but our programming staff has compiled a list. And I did not see this, and I'm a little bit concerned, David, that I didn't see the list.
Well, Phil, it's nothing that we were able to check with you before you went on the air.
But this is a list. How to identify the socially retarded nervous types who were overreacting to Y2K, and you go on to say that anyone who bought a generator for Y2K is a retard, or, quote, tard-like, purchased extra ammunition, and so on and so forth, and you have bumper stickers, don't be a Y2K retard, listen to the Phil Henry Show. I find it a little bit upsetting that...
Well, Phil, let me interrupt you. We got a couple of these nuts on our block. Okay?
A couple of nuts meaning?
A couple of these guys that bought generators and stuff, and I keep an eye on them. And that's what we're trying to communicate to your audience tonight, how to identify them and how to keep an eye on them so they don't get out of hand and they don't start in with their generator buying. That's what this is about.
All right, just the word retard is...
Socially retarded. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it.
All right, Philadelphia on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yeah, I think he's socially retarded.
Who, me?
Yes, you.
Why am I socially retarded?
Listen, explain this to me. I mean, you didn't prepare at all, right?
What's to prepare for? They had guys out fixing the computers.
Well, they didn't have people all over the news. It wasn't all over the papers.
A lot of people panicking, but they had guys fixing
it. No. It wasn't a thing of panicking. It was called preparing.
They had people fixing the computers, man.
It was all over
people
the news
who were going
to prepare as
it.
If it were so good.
I understand that.
With a winter storm.
Well, I'm talking about anybody that bought a generator.
Well, I put a small generator. I put a wind-up radio.
You're kidding me.
To my mother and people from back in the Depression.
You did what?
Of what they went through.
You bought a wind-up radio?
Oh, yes, I did.
I bet you feel really stupid today, don't you?
Nope.
Come on. Get a load of this lady, Phil. She bought a wind-up radio.
Well, I mean...
Come on.
Put a wind-up light, too.
Wind-up light?
Yes, I did.
I bet you got a roller skate key, too, don't you?
Nope.
Look, what I'm talking about...
My grandson does.
Look, David, I don't...
Come on. You know it's funny, Phil, don't you?
What we're saying here is...
No, it's not funny. I don't think you're funny at all.
I think you're hysterical. A wind-up radio. You ever heard that, Phil?
I think you need to put
yes, I've heard of a wind-up radio.
Look, ma'am, all we're saying is we're identifying people who bought a couple of gallons of water, sure. People who bought some food, not a problem.
I'd like to identify you.
Any nut that went out and bought a generator.
Your neighbor, because you had nothing if anything had happened.
You telling me you went and bought a generator?
Yes, I did.
Come on, David.
Oh, come on. Have some fun.
Is
that one of those hand crank jobs?
I don't think that's funny at all.
Do you got one of those cars you crank from the front?
No, I don't.
You wear a corset?
I'm not that old.
You wear a corset?
No, sir, I don't wear a corset. I don't need one, but I think your mouth needs one.
You buy extra ammunition?
I think that...
David...
Fell, shut up. I'm talking to the listener. You buy what?
Why would I buy ammunition?
Well, that's everybody else is doing that.
Where I live, my neighbors, they all bought things to make sure we took care of each other. But guess what? If you lived on my block, we wouldn't have helped you out.
Guess what? You didn't need to help me out because they were fixing the problem, Sadie. And another thing.
That's not what they were saying on the news. They told people to be prepared for at least 3 days.
Yeah, that's not buying a generator. You can get by with candles, for crying out loud. What do you need a generator for?
Not people that have kids.
Kids with what do you need a generator for 3 days for?
To make sure in case you need it. Lighting,
like
in case you need
candles.
It. Excuse me?
Candles.
Oh, well, you said that I shouldn't have more than six candles
in my
house.
That's what you need, six candles for 3 days.
I also like candles, so I have a lot more than six candles, and that's not for Y2K
either. What else do you need a generator for?
I told you exactly why.
For lighting for 3 days? Come on.
In case it lasted longer than 3 days.
It wasn't going to last longer than 3 days.
When was the storm? 92, 93?
You're retarded.
That we couldn't even get out. No, don't you dare call me retarded.
You're retarded.
I think you're... How old are you? You're socially retarded. How old are you?
How old are you?
49.
Figures.
Well, the figures that you won't tell me how old you are.
Hey, lady, look. There was no problem. You ran out, got a generator. Where do you live?
In Philadelphia.
All right, mark it on the map, Phil.
David, I don't...
I said to mark it on the map.
You don't have to mark it on the map. I'll tell you what, I would tell Phil Henry my address and phone number and where I live.
Ma'am, he's telling me that I have to...
certainly wouldn't let somebody like you know.
We got a tard in Philly.
I'm awfully sorry.
Yes,
don't apologize.
Philly.
All right, listen.
I think a lot of people know who it is.
Don't apologize.
Ma'am, thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Did you mark her on the map?
I got it marked on the map.
With the push pins?
Yes, I got the push pins.
Okay, good. Tell Schaefer one tardation in Philly. And
one tardation.
Hold on for a minute. Did Schaefer get it?
He's got it. 1-800-449-8686. Okay.
Read the thing again and then go to a break.
Anybody who bought a generator for Y2K, you're a tard. Anybody with more than 2 days worth of food, you're a tard. Anybody with more than 4 gallons of water, you're really socially retarded. Anybody who purchased extra ammunition of any kind in the last 30 days. Anybody who got a weapons permit in the last 30 days. This one you're throwing in, quote unquote. If you have any article of clothing with camouflage, tarded.
You got it. Did you put the push pin in Philly?
Yes.
Hola, y gracias por volar en la aerolínea aérea de Phil Henry. Estaremos volando a una altitud de 30,000 pies. Oh, y también, green card. El vuelo de esta noche estaremos presentando diarrhea.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Don't forget, Friday night we're having a radiothon. And we'll give you an 800 number you can call to purchase the best of the Phil Henry Show 99 CD, Communism is Neat. And all of the proceeds go to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood, California. Kids who live on the street, kids who came to Southern California in hopes of stardom, of great things. And, you know, they wind up eating out of a garbage can. And these guys at my friend's place for 10 years have been picking these kids up off the street, dusting them off, and starting them all over again. So on Friday night, we'll have 3-hour radiothon. And, you know, we'll do the do there, and hopefully we'll sell a few of these CDs. We've made $40,000 so far from my friend's place. 1-800-449-8686. David Hall, the vice president of syndication for our show, is on the line.
And Phil, I want to also lend my voice in support of the sale of your CD. I think it's a tremendous cause. And I think if a lot of these Y2K nervous Nellies want to put their energy into something worthwhile, why don't they get up off their rear end and buy your CD this coming Friday night and put the generator away and put away your freeze-dried food and, you know, get off the socially retarded list and get with the human race.
Okay. The word tard is a little strong, all right?
Well, we're using it. Your opinion tonight, Phil, is appreciated, but it's getting in the way. I want to talk to these people tonight who have concerns like I do that they got some of these tards on their street.
That they have tards on their street.
That's right.
All right. Wausau on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Wausau.
Hi.
Hello. Yes, ma'am.
David.
Yes, hi.
Nice to speak to you. I've never called into this show before. I've never even listened to it. I tuned in tonight And I'm just really disappointed that someone like you who holds such a position can be such a social misfit.
I don't understand, ma'am. We've identified over the last 3 days these retards that are out there buying generators.
So? This is America. They
what
have
are
a
you
right
talking
to
about?
They want
yeah,
to.
They have a right to do that, and we have a right to know who they are. So
why?
That we keep an eye on them. That's why. These people are one step away from joining a compound and a militia. We want our listeners to know who they are. You know, it's one thing to be prepared for a couple of days. Going out and getting a generator and extra ammunition, come on. What are we talking about here? Catch 20. This isn't on the beach.
So? Who cares? Why do
we
I
do.
Care if my neighbor next door stockpiles food? Why
you
do I care
you?
If he buys a generator?
Maybe you're one of those people that stockpiled food, huh?
No, I'm not. My husband
really?
Works in the computer industry.
Did
He's
you stockpile
an MIS
food?
Major.
Did you stockpile food? Yes
no,
or no?
I did not.
Yes or no?
No.
You didn't answer quick enough.
I did not.
Well, what is that supposed
food.
To mean?
I have two young children.
You got a generator?
No, we do not.
Why not?
Because I didn't really think anything was going to happen.
There you go, and neither did I. Who are these retards that think that there was something going to happen? Those
They're
are the
not
people
retard.
We need to identify them.
See, I think that is so juvenile that you're even saying retard or
David, I
we
have to say...
We use kind of terms for people when I was in grade
minute, ma'am.
School.
Phil, I'm going to ask you to be quiet while I'm talking to the listener.
But I agree with...
Would you please just shut up while I'm talking to the listener? Go ahead, ma'am.
Like I was saying, the terms retarded and tarred...
Tard-like,
for those
tard.
Other than the physically and mentally handicapped, we used those when we were in grade school.
Did you say you've got a neighbor who is stockpiling?
Yeah.
You better keep an eye on him. That
I don't have a neighbor who's stockpiling.
You said
I don't
you did.
Care.
You said you did.
I said, why should I care if I did have a neighbor who is
keep
stockpiling?
Keep an eye on the guy. He's a
I don't
tard.
Know. I don't even know my neighbors. I don't care.
You don't know your
I'm
neighbors.
I'm a busy housewife. I'm home with my children. That's what I'm concerned about. I am raising them to be decent, upright citizens that
if
can contribute
you,
to this country.
I'd get away from the generator and I'd get away from all your canned food and get to know your neighbors because you might have one of these tards living next door to you. I know you don't like the term. You want to live next door to a tard, that's your business. But these people are stockpiling ammunition. They got gasoline generators. They're going to blow the whole place to kingdom come because they don't even know how to put the gasoline in them. And they got all that canned salmon. It's weird. It's weird.
They have a
Where
right
are you in Wausau? They got
I
a right
have
to
no
be weird.
Right to call them a retard.
You got a right to keep an eye on them. Keep a real close eye on some of these tardations.
You know,
real
if I live next to you, you would be the one I'd be keeping an eye on. You scare me.
I'm not the guy stockpiling ammunition and sardines. I got a guy in my street. This guy bought a case of sardines. Get a load of that.
So? Maybe he's got a pregnant wife.
Guess what? That's weird. That's what we keep an eye on.
Well, look at David. You know, if the guy wants to stock a case of sardines, number one, is not all that much.
I'm sorry?
A case of sardines isn't all that much.
You buy a couple of tins of sardines, I understand that. Anybody buys a case of sardines has got a mental problem. Hello?
I really feel
Hello?
Sorry for you.
Anybody there? Hello?
You're really pathetic.
Hello?
Hello?
We're listening to you.
Oh, giving me the silent treatment, huh?
All right. Thank you, ma'am, for your call. Yeah, we're giving you the silent treatment.
A case of sardines? You think that's normal? Oh, man. I feel sorry for you, pal.
You know, my wife likes sardines.
Yeah. Yeah, I've met your wife. Let's not go down that road.
And what is that supposed to mean?
Let's just not go down that road.
What is that supposed to mean, you met my wife?
I met her. Let's stay away from that.
Maybe we can talk about it.
Yeah, we'll talk about it later.
Olin on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hey, I want to talk to that. I want to talk to him. David.
Yeah, how you doing, baby?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, sweetheart.
You're the retard, okay? It took me 30 minutes to get home, and I listened to you on the radio from work.
You listened to me on the
and
radio?
I run in the house to call, and I kept calling just to talk to you. You're the retard, okay?
No,
you
I'm not. You're the one. You got that.
Excuse
you,
me.
You got
no,
a gas
you
generator?
Let me talk.
You got a
hey,
generator?
You let me talk for a minute. You've been talking all this whole time, okay? You've been talking the whole time. Let somebody talk.
Go ahead. Come on. Impress me.
You retard. Impress you.
Yeah, come
How
on.
How am I supposed to impress you? You're judging people, huh? Who do you think you are, God? Huh? Do you believe in the Bible? You don't, do you? Because if you do, you see what the world's going to come to.
Oh, yeah. It was supposed to come to that on January 1st, and it didn't, did it?
Excuse me?
It was supposed to come to an end on January 1st, and it didn't.
You know
what your problem is? When you fire up that generator, open up a window, okay? Because I think you're sucking too many of those fumes.
Hey, excuse me. Can I talk?
I think you got barbed wire around your house.
Can I talk?
I've been listening to you for ever since you got on the line.
I hope you have.
You got that barbed wire around your house?
No, I don't have barbed wire around my house.
I bet you got a chain link fence around your house and some of that avocado-colored carpeting, too.
Hey, listen to me. Can I talk while
I'm ahead. You can talk.
Will you take a breath? Breathe.
All right, I just took a breath.
You're judging people. They're taking care of their families.
They're waiting for the end of the world. How are you going to take care of your family when it's the end of the world?
Hey,
how are you going to take care of your family at the end of the world?
Mr. Smartass.
What's going to happen tomorrow?
You know what's going to happen tomorrow? You don't know, do you?
The sun's coming up.
You don't know.
Yes, I do.
You need to get a life.
Yes, I do.
Judging everybody.
I got a life. I'm not sitting there eating canned sardines and firing up my generator to see if it works, okay?
Hello, can I ask you a question?
Generators need gasoline. Where are you going
to
get that?
Who cares about generators, man? Listen to me.
You got about six of them downstairs. You better start caring about them. Your husband bought six of them last night.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah.
You don't know nothing about me or my family, so stop judging, okay?
Well, I do know this.
You ain't nobody.
The end is coming. The end is nigh.
Huh?
The end is coming.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You better believe it.
I know it.
Because you regret what you're saying.
I don't give a crap.
David,
all these people, you have no conscience. Do you?
Don't start messing around with people's religious beliefs.
I'm not messing around. So what if the end's coming?
I don't care.
I don't give a crap.
Bother me. It bothers me that he's judging people.
Well, I'm judging people.
Can I ask you a question?
Are you a tart or not? Yes or no?
Hey, you're the retard. I just told you that.
You're a retard.
You're the one with the social thing going on here.
You're the social retard.
Can I ask you something?
Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, when did you start up your organization?
My organization?
Well, your little bumper sticker stuff.
You got the bumper sticker stuff about 2 days ago. About 2 days ago. Hey, you're the one with the compound, not me.
Hey,
you're the one that's got to have the funny handshake to get into your house, not me.
What the hell are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about. You need a funny handshake to get in your house, don't you?
Whatever.
Don't you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I know what you're talking about. You don't let people into your house unless they have the funny handshake.
You don't do nothing. You know what?
I'll tell you what I do is I run this organization. I run the organization. Look, here's the list. Anybody who bought a generator for Y2K is a retard.
I don't care about
your
list, David. Hey, I don't care about your list.
Anybody with more than 4 gallons of
water. When did you start up your little club? Hello? Can I talk?
You want to join?
When did you start it up? When did you start it?
Quit asking about the club because we won't put you in it.
When did you start it?
There's no way you're going to get to be a member, so forget it.
You didn't answer me fast enough.
Two days ago.
Yeah. You didn't start it. You didn't start it December 31st, 1999.
My club.
I don't want your little club.
Yeah, you do.
I got more things to do better than that, okay?
You got what? What, you got to number all the cans of sardines you got downstairs?
That's so funny. You know what? You're childish.
I'm childish. I'm trying to keep people from being jackasses.
You should even put him on the radio.
Why don't you go downstairs and number all those cans of hearts of plums you got?
All right, okay. Thank you very much for your call.
Don't you hang up on her. I'm loving this book. What'd you say?
I just want to get that off my chest.
Get that off your small chest.
You're on my small chest.
Okay.
Kiss
your big ass.
Okay.
Well, that was great.
Yeah, that was real great, man.
Well, what are you yelling about?
What am I yelling about? What's that all about? Get it off your small chest and kiss your big ass. That really helps, man, when I'm trying to get people here to listen and stay with the show. That really helps.
Hey, look it. We're identifying all the tards. Where was she calling from?
I don't know. She was calling from North Carolina, Asheville or something.
Get a push pin in Asheville.
Oh, will you knock it off with the push pins?
I said to get a push pin and put it in Asheville.
Give me the push pins, Tony.
How many we got?
We got a push pin in Philadelphia, and we got one in Green Bay.
All right, put one in Asheville.
Okay.
How many we got?
We got three tards.
There you go. Where are they?
Green Bay, Philly, and Asheville.
All right. We're on the way.
Santa Rosa on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, I'm pretty upset for a couple reasons. One, I live in Santa Rosa, which is
I'd be upset too if I lived there.
Wait a minute. It's a rural area, so it's an area where you want to make sure that you're going to be able to have the things that you need, like a well. Do you know what's your name? Is it David? Dave?
Yeah, David.
Yeah. Do you know what a well is?
A well?
Yeah, it's something.
No, I don't.
I don't know what a well is. It's something that if you're not on the water system, you put a hole in your backyard about 200 feet deep, and you need a pump to pull water up.
A swimming pool.
Yeah. And
David, come on.
Look at the guy asking me stupid questions. I'll give him stupid answers.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. I've got a family of seven people. Okay.
Hey, that's your problem.
And so what am I going to do if the electricity goes out and I can't get the water up from my well?
I thought you got one of those hand pumps. That's what you said.
Yeah, I've got a. Yeah. You're going to be my hand pump. I mean,
I'm going to be your hand pump.
You try to go down 200 feet with a hand pump. Do you know anything about pressure?
Well, why don't you make it a little more shallow?
He's talking about a well. We're kind of drifting off the point here. Number one
is you're the guy that started in with your hand pump and your well, okay?
I'm trying to say I'm doing something very responsible. Okay, I want to take care of my family.
Which is what?
The thing that gets me is it's people like you.
You need to let people finish.
I need to let people finish. The point is this. The point is we had people working on the Y2K problem for 5 years, and this guy had no faith whatsoever in the people, the good technical people that were solving the problem.
He went out and got himself a generator
and a hand pump and all this other crap, and he's blaming me because he's got eight people living at his house.
Wait, it's not my fault either. David, I know people like you. You know, you're the kind of person that I've been talking to the last 6 months, the last year, and they don't do anything for Y2K, and then they say to me, "Well, you're my Y2K kit." And you know what? If things had gone south, you would have been at my house saying, "Hey, can I use that generator? Can you help me with a little bit of water?" I don't have sardines, but whatever it is that I have.
And if you'd been born a little bit better looking, you'd be my sister. But you didn't, okay? And that's the whole point about life. It didn't happen. You take a calculated risk.
Yes, let me ask you. Do you wear a seatbelt?
Do I wear what?
A seatbelt.
No.
You do wear
a seatbelt, and that's what people are saying.
I know that people took precautions. I'm talking about buying a generator. I'm talking about 30 days worth of rations. That's retarded.
Wait. You know why they get 30 days worth of rations? You know why they buy ammunition? Because they're afraid that people like you are going to come to their door to take what they didn't bother to prepare for because they're so damn lame.
If you didn't have 30 days worth of rations, they wouldn't come to your house to loot it.
Wait a minute.
I got to take a break here, okay? I got to take a break. It's the Phil Henry.
Where'd the guy go?
I have to take a break.
Get him back on.
I got to take a break. Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686.
Just what I made a good point.
Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. David G. Hall, Vice President of Syndication for our program, is on with us, and he's had a checklist here. I have a problem with it.
Well, I'm not interested in your problem, Phil. Just talk about it.
Okay, this is to identify the socially retarded among us who went out and bought generators and extra food for Y2K.
What about the song?
And you've also written a song called We Got the Tards on the Run.
Right. This identifies the social retarded or the tards out there that went and got generators. It goes something like this. I got a... hold on for a minute, Phil.
God.
And don't worry about it, okay? This is a song we're going to use on the air. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, hold on. We got the tards on the run, and it's going to be fun. We got the tards on the run. Go get my gun. We got the tards on the run. I'm walking in the sun. The tards on the run. The tards on the run like a defrocked nun. That song there is something we got to work up, obviously, for instrumentation. But it gives people, it empowers people to finally say what they've been wanting to say for a year. You can take your generator and your canned food and your shotgun and all your money, and you can park it way up there. Just go up there and park it, parallel park it if you'd like. Push it sideways if you like, but park it. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Forgive me, folks. Phil Henry Show.
Oh, forgive me, folks.
It's just very embarrassing. Here is the Phil Henry Show. Here is Ida on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Oh, yes, David. I just wanted to tell you I don't appreciate you using the word retarded very loosely the way you do.
What?
I'll tell you what retarded is. I have a brother that is retarded, and he can't help it because he was born that way, because when he was born 45 years ago.
Yeah, tell me all about it.
Well, I am. I'm telling you.
I figured
so
you would.
Hush your mouth and listen.
Oh, boy, this is going to be long.
Come on, David.
It's not going to be long.
Is this going to be long?
And I hope you don't get paid for doing this, because you need to do other things like read the Bible.
I happen to be the vice president of syndication for this show.
Who cares?
Tell me about your brother-in-law.
No, it's not my brother-in-law. It's my brother. But when my brother was born, my mother had to wait because there was a lady ahead of her that was delivering twins.
Where, at a phone booth?
No, at a hospital.
Whereabouts was this?
Oh, this was in Ohio. This was about 45 years ago, and
my mom kept saying, don't encourage her.
The baby's going to be here, and the nurse took and clamped her leg shut, and because of that, it forced the baby back into my mother's womb, and he is retarded to this day.
Did it pinch his head off?
You know what? I think
sick. That's what you said.
No,
David, this is a very sensitive.
She said that the lady squeezed her legs together, it pinched the kid's head.
No, it squeezed the oxygen off, and because of somebody's mistake 45 years ago, he is retarded. So,
I wrote a song for your brother.
You need to get better terminology, and you need to do better things like study the Bible.
And the kid squeezed his head.
All right, David, please, okay? A little respect for what the lady's talking about.
Ma'am, I read my Bible. I believe in the Bible.
Do you know what the Heavenly Father's name is? I bet you don't even know what his name is.
Yes, I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, come on, let's share it with everybody.
Oh, like nobody knows what his name is. Like it's a big secret.
Yeah, I think he probably is.
G-O-D.
Oh, that's a title. That's not his name. Well, you have a name, David, don't you?
This is what I'm talking about, Phil. These are the nuts that we got to watch out for.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, go ahead,
sure you put a push pin in for Monroe, Michigan, okay?
Well, if you hadn't pinched up
because
that kid
I want to be there on that map.
You want a push pin? Phil, she wants. She's a tar.
That's right.
Ma'am, please.
Put it in, Phil.
David.
That's right.
I said to put it in.
Where are you calling?
Right.
Monroe, Louisiana?
No, Monroe, Michigan.
Monroe, Michigan.
Right, this is the
whereabouts
upper north.
Is,
looks like we're going in a line now.
Whereabouts is it? I don't know where that is.
Let's see. It's like...
make sure you get it right, Phil, so we know where she's
at. I don't really know. I've only lived here for 2 years, so I just tell you it's not too far from Detroit. About 50 miles
from
Detroit.
I'll put it near Detroit. There.
There you go. Now we got a nutcase in whatever you call it.
No, we got a nutcase running this show that shouldn't be talking the way he does because he doesn't know what retarded
is. I'll tell you one thing. I never pinched a kid's head off.
Well, that's good, but you know what? You're going to have to pay for your remarks someday. You mark my words.
I'm on the show that I'm paying for it right now.
Yeah, well, you don't have to worry about me listening to your show. I just happened to turn the radio on and...
Hello.